In relation to Article 12, we consider it a common obligation to keep the BWC responsive to the challenges of our time. In facing the developments in the field of science and technology outlined by many delegations in the general debate, the Convention needs to expand its field of vision and strengthen its capabilities. We cannot afford to stay blind anymore in light of rapid technological advancements and the related risks that fall under the scope of the BWC. We, as many others, see a clear and urgent need for the creation of a scientific review mechanism. While our preference would have been a full-scale expert model, we believe that the proposal tabled by Germany and Canada provides a way forward that takes into account the positions of all states parties. This specific proposal is the result of many years of discussions in the meeting of experts and even previous review conferences, and is more than ripe for adoption. It is our strong view that we need to take this step now. In addition, we need to build in-house capacities and a general structure to support all the tasks mandated at this conference. Austria is therefore in strong favor of the creation of a science and technology officer within the ISU and a general strengthening of the ISU's mandate in this regard. We also see the need to increase cooperation with other relevant stakeholders, in particular the science community, but also international organizations such as the WHO, FAO or the OIE and their respective expert structures. Finally, we also want to repeat our support to other proposals in the field of science and technology, such as the adoption of a code of conduct for scientists, utilizing biorisk management standards, and lastly, being able to react to developments related to science and technology, of course, also requires the delegation of certain decision-making powers to the meeting of states parties. I thank you.
Thank you, Benny.